And it's going to be a huge game in Tuscaloosa. President Trump planning on making the trip down. I know the fans are going to be thrilled about that, and not because the president's coming, but simply because of the fact the headache that it is with traffic and logistics getting into the stadium, to the stadium, those type things. But, hey, we've got no problem getting our guy in. We've got security rounded up. It's time for Inside the Numbers with Mike Menard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas. Mike, great having you with us as always.
I'm always a big fan of the show. I love being on it. I liked doing the recap of the college football playoff rankings. Normally, I don't get too excited about that in the first one, but this week it was very interesting.
Speaking of this week, of course, all eyes are on Tuscaloosa with number two and number three going at it down in Bryant-Denny Stadium, but that's not the only battle of unbeatens. Let's start things off. Up in the Big Ten, number four, Penn State, number 17, Minnesota. Noon kick on ABC. It's going to be frigid in Minneapolis, or if you're from the South, it's going to be frigid. Up there, it's just going to be a nice day. This game, of course, outside, partly cloudy. Temp's going to be around 40 degrees, both coming in 8-0. Penn State co-leaders in the East with Ohio State. Minnesota, the sole leaders in the West. Both these head coaches, James Franklin and P.J. Fleck, great program builders. And before they got these jobs, and again, P.J. Fleck, it's not like Minnesota has got a great recent history, but they built programs at places where people said they couldn't win. James Franklin, of course, what he did there at Vanderbilt is still astonishing. Both these head coaches, they're offensive-minded. Teams are averaging 39 points per game. The difference for me, the defenses. Penn State giving up a little under 10 points per game. Minnesota, though, giving up 20. I like both these quarterbacks, and they're both rated in the top 20 in the nation right now. Sean Clifford from Penn State, a sophomore, 1,931 yards, 20 touchdowns, only three picks. And then Tanner Morgan, also a sophomore for the Golden Gophers, 1,764 yards, 18 touchdowns, four picks. If this wasn't a week where LSU was playing in Alabama, they're both undefeated, ranked number two and number three, this would be the game nationally right now.
Oh, no doubt in my mind. This game, of course, Minnesota is yet to play Wisconsin or Iowa. So their tougher games are this week and on. Penn State is a one-touchdown favorite, either 6.5 or 7. Both teams, of course, unbeaten. But most odds makers in Vegas have Penn State rated around 9th, 7th to 9th. Minnesota is low as 20th. This shows in the point spread the Gophers are getting a touchdown at home. I think the biggest reasons are public perception of these programs and the lack of quality wins by Minnesota. They have two wins over teams with a winning record. Georgia Southern, they beat them by 3, and then they beat a 5-4 Illinois team. No doubt this is the first true test for Minnesota. I like Penn State to get the win. I'm not sure about the point spread.